Daily Devotion with Pastor Bala for March 15th, 2024, from 1 John chapter 5. Divine Testimony, the Supreme Authority of God's Witness to His Son. Previously, we heard John emphasizing the profound connection between holy baptism and the benefits of Jesus Christ's crucifixion, which of course includes the forgiveness of sins, and through holy baptism we also receive the gift of faith and the Holy Spirit. Using the testimony of the Spirit, water, and blood, John underscores their agreement as a reflection of Jesus' death for the forgiveness of our sins. The concept of the number three, of course, brings us to a remembering of the Holy Trinity, one God and three persons. The core message reaffirms the crucial importance of the crucifixion and baptism as a means by which we receive the blessings of that crucifixion and the Holy Spirit. So this encourages believers to daily remember their baptism, linking it to the remembrance of the death and resurrection of Jesus made for the forgiveness of our sins. And all this is possible through the gift of the Holy Spirit received through holy baptism. John then puts all of this together and makes his point in the next verse. So let's continue with 1 John chapter 5, verse 9. If we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater. For this is the testimony of God that he has borne concerning his Son. Now, this verse asserts the superiority of God's testimony over that of human witnesses or their testimony. The statement begins by acknowledging that in human affairs, people often trust other people and what they say to them. However, John contends that the testimony of God carries even greater weight and significance. The reason for this elevation is important because it's explained in the latter part of the verse. For this is the testimony of God that he has borne concerning his Son. So John emphasizes that the testimony in question is God's own declaration that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. The divine testimony holds unparalleled authority and reliability, surpassing any human testimony. But our human sinful nature would rather believe the testimony of other humans instead of the testimony of God. So John needs to continue to teach this to us, and we need to continue to learn, because this verse underscores the exceptional credibility and trustworthiness of God's witness concerning Jesus. And so this verse encourages us to place our confidence in what Christ has done for us instead of the things of this world. Now, one other interesting note to all of this. You may remember that at the baptism of Jesus, God the Father spoke and gave his testimony and said, "This is my beloved Son," and the Spirit descended on Jesus in the form of a dove. And of course, since it was baptism, there was water being applied to Jesus by John the Baptist. God the Father actually then reaffirms his voice from heaven, "This is my beloved Son," at the transfiguration of our Lord, where the glory of Jesus is shining brighter than any human understanding. And the writer John was there on the mountaintop, along with Peter and James for that transfiguration account. But notice where John is pointing you. He didn't sit there and say, "Look at me, I was there, I should know, so listen to me." Instead, John is pointing you back to the witness of God. God who declares who Jesus is. John is not pointing to himself, but instead pointing us back to Christ, his water and blood being poured out from his side, his death on the cross, the Holy Spirit all reaffirming what God the Father said, "This is my beloved Son." God's peace and many blessings be with you, and thank you for listening. and please take an opportunity to share this message with others. If you have enjoyed these daily devotions, please consider making a donation to Peace Lutheran Church, 24024 West Main Street, Plainfield, Illinois, 60544. Thank you again for listening.